This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moz Boss Show. And in today's episode, so this episode may just seem like that it's a random episode and it's, you know, it's just something where it's all like, where is this all coming from, T-Moz Boss? Like, what is bothering you? And the thing that I will have to say that's bothering me is that I don't like seeing people that I care about hurt. You know, it's like when you see somebody going through some stuff and it's like, dang, it very well could have been prevented. Yeah, it bothers me because I'm like, I gotta see that, you know, and that's something that I don't like is seeing people that I care about, friends, family, it don't matter. I don't like seeing people that I care about hurt, you know, so that's one thing about it is that I always try to make sure, like, I check up on people, I see how people are doing, all that stuff. And yeah, you know, it's like for the most part, I have to say that that's my life. That's where I'm at right now. But I feel like with this particular situation, it hits home for me because I've been in situations like this before where you have somebody playing games with you. You have somebody that's not really being all that clear with you and stuff. And that's something where it's like, I pay attention to that. Like, I'll have to say, like, people in a way, I know this may come off as kind of silly, but I'm like, but I mean, it, I feel like, you know, that's how AI technology is designed, is that you learn from stuff. And I've learned from situations where I'm like, okay, if this person is being weird, if they're being shady, I want no parts of them. You know, it's like, I'm going to stay in my lane. I'm not going to focus on them. I'm not going to be bothered with them whatsoever. I feel like that's something that's like a trend now where people want to make like sad posts on social media. And then you message them and be like, hey, what's going on? And then they're all like, oh, I'm fine. It was just nothing. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm concerned. So I'm like, if something's going on, people, I cannot stress this enough. Talk about your problems. You are not a burden. You're not causing an inconvenience. You're not. My thing is this. I reached out to you. It's not like you done reached out to me. My thing is this. If I reach out to you because I am a concerned friend or family, fam, my thing is this. Talk to me. I'm not reaching out for just any old reason. You know, so it's like I just wanted to. That's not what this episode is going to be about. It's completely different, but I feel like that needs to be said. Like, I'm just, you know, I'm talking on all scenarios and options and everything in the middle, you know, but I just feel like that's needed to know, because I'm, you know, a lot of people be thinking that, like, you're causing an inconvenience in my life if you're telling me your problems. And I'm like, fam, I reached out to you. It wasn't like you reached out. And even if you did reach out to me, I'm still not gonna look you in your face or be through messages talking about, oh, I don't like hearing other people's problems. I'm like, fam, I welcome that stuff. My DM, but just for anybody that I know that listens to my podcast, understand this. My DMs, whether it's Instagram, TikTok, the YouTube don't have no mess. I think they did at one point in time. But Twitter, any place where you can reach out to me, reach out to me. My DMs are open 24/7. If you cannot get access to me through DMs, come to one of my streams. I do not care. I will pause a game and make sure of it that you are okay before I do anything else in the game. All right? Where YouTube comments. I don't care where it is that you reach out to me. Reach out to me. All right? So I felt like that needed to be said, you know, talking on people and problems and all that stuff, because I felt that at times people don't want to talk about their problems. And I'm like, bro, it helps, all right? But now let's just get straight into what I really wanted to talk on. And yeah, it's overall playing games with people, because I feel like that's something that's done a lot lately, where let's say there's a party and then there's another party talking on just two people and stuff, right? And it's, I don't know why I worded off as party, but anyways, there's one person, then there's another person. One person becomes attracted to another person, and then that person's not really being all that clear. So it might be some situation where it's like this person is chasing, and I mean chasing after. And it's something where I'm like, if you gotta word it in a way where it hurts somebody, then it's like, fam, do that. But it's like, don't lead a person onto a chase. Or if you're trying to like weigh out your options, because like I could speak for myself on situations like this where I'm like, I've chased after women and yeah, it didn't work out for me in the long run. It ended up just being a situation where I got hurt and then I'm sitting there, you know, kind of like, dang, you know, what's wrong with me? What did I do wrong? Like, what could I have done differently? And it's like, it don't matter how I approach the situation. I'm like, that's just something that sits in the back of my mind where it's like, something's wrong with me and I don't know what it is, you know? So I'm like, I really don't even, I think the only time I'll be able to shake that is when one day, me shooting my shot, and then I actually, what's going on with the program that I'm, there's, like, this program that I'm using, it's, like, it's being weird, I don't know what it's like, it forgot to, I know, I don't even think it forgot, I think it just straight up didn't even save a podcast episode one day, and I'm, like, this program that I'm using, Audacity, whatever it wants to be called, I'm, like, it's being weird right now, so I'm, like, I don't know what it is, but I'm, like, hey, bro, stop all that while I'm doing this podcast episode, because I'm, like, bro, this is a serious episode, I am trying to get a point across, all right, so I'm not trying to do 100 million takes, because I got, like, pretty much 30 minutes to record this episode, get it out, and videos, and all that other stuff, so I'm, like, bro, I'm just trying to chill tonight, all right, but anyways, but yeah, so like, let's say there's a party and or a person and they like another person, but that person wants to play games with them and they don't really know what's going on. And I'm like, that's something that just recently I didn't dealt with it with somebody that I care about. And I know the other visual involved too, because they're another person that I care about. Yeah, let's just say that, you know, I'm close with these two people. And yeah, it, you know, it's just really disappointing with the one person, because I'm like, you very well could have been honest, you know, and that's something where I'm like, I feel like that's another thing that I can't stress enough, where it's like, people, be honest. There's nothing wrong with being honest. That's something where I'm like, if people want it honest, because I just recently had it where a friend had contacted me. And they was all like, they wanted me to be honest with them. And they was all like, do you think I'm doing good in life? And that's, and I was all like, you want me to be flat out honest with you? You're doing better than me. Okay, so that's just something that you need to understand. If you think that I'm talking about me is doing better than you, no, there's no possible way. There's no possible way. Maybe with some situations, but not all situations. Like, if you're talking financially, I have a strange feeling you're doing better than me financially. When it comes to just overall social life, you're doing better than me in that. I'm like, fam, I feel like I'm just now really, not even really fully, or not, like, not so much as, like, not understanding, but it's like, getting a better feeling of a social life. Like, when I go out and about, like, I can talk with people. Back then, I'm like, I don't talk with nobody. I just go, like, if I'm at a, like, a place, like, let's say if I'm at, like, Foot Locker or Champs, and one of the employees just strike up a conversation with me, I'm like, I can carry on the conversation. I feel like a while ago, like, nah, that wouldn't have been the case. Like, probably prior before working in Seattle, I really do feel like, getting a job in Seattle, and I'm not saying that you gotta, like, go to the city in order to, like, you know, bring up your social skills, but overall, it's like, it ain't even about that, like, but overall, though, it's like, getting back to this honesty thing, because I feel like I'm kind of getting distracted in the conversation and stuff, but no, there's nothing wrong with being honest. Now, if there was a situation wrong with this person, I definitely would have told them that, because I feel like this is a friend that I can, you know, be like, hey, I could be honest with you, and the thing is this, if I hurt your feelings, it is out of love. I'm not gonna say something disrespectful that it's like, oh, you know, it's like, I gotta apologize for that stuff later on, but it's like, I'm going to say something that I personally think that you need to hear, all right? So whatever the situation is, I'm like, hey, fam, I'm gonna be honest about that. You know, and that's something where I'm like, with me, I try my, like, if I, it's not too many times when people, they come up to me and they ask me some stuff like that. They want me to be honest with them. So, like, if there is ever a time, I guess, like, you know, any of my friends, family, whoever is listening to this podcast episode, if there's ever a time where you are like, hey, be honest with me, and you tell me your life story, and you're all like, does that sound like a good life? Or you tell me your situation, you are like, does this sound like a good or a bad situation? I, like, my thing is this, whether I've known you within this year, since last year, the year before, my whole life, or even a few seconds, I'm like, look, that's one thing about it, is that I am going to be honest. So that's something where I feel like that point needs to be. And what's crazy is that I feel that if it had been me in this situation where I'm not being honest with somebody else, I feel like the one that isn't being honest in this situation, that, not that I'm really, well, I am talking about it, but I'm just kind of more so using it as an example. But I'm like, just with this whole, like, not playing games with people podcast episode, I don't know, I feel like maybe some people might have lost track because I'm just kind of bouncing all over the place in this podcast episode. But I just feel that the person that's not being honest would have definitely looked at me in a situation where I wasn't being honest and would have gotten on me for not being honest. And I'm like, fam, that's very hypocritical of you because you're not an honest person. I'm going to just say this. A lot of the times, we're not going to be honest, all right? Like, I, you know, the funny thing is, like I just went on this whole, like, rant about being honest. But at the same time, yes, we are going to have our moments where we are not honest. But that's something that I'm trying to be more of, is honest. And I'm like, and so, yeah, that's, you know, I'm not going to hold it against people about not being honest. But at the same time, practice that stuff. Like, just with small situations all the way to big situations, be honest. So it's like a person, if other, because my thing is this, if other people are going to be involved in a long-term situation, you have to be honest with them. It just, to me, it just don't make no sense where it's like so much can be given to an individual, you know, whatever the situation is, but it's like, honestly can't be given to that person. And so, yeah, I'm like, with the individual not being honest, it's like, yeah, I'm kind of disappointed with them, because I'm like, fam, you know you're better than this. I know that you're better than this, you know. And it's like, and I'm saying, it's like, you're an adult. It ain't like this ain't some like kid stuff, you know. If we in high school, middle school, elementary, whatever, it's like, nah, fam, you're an adult. So it's like, that's something where I'm like, I feel that if you would have given me that advice on being honest, I'm like, fam, you got, but I think that is just a thing with people where it's all like, you look for that advice, but then it's like, you don't even realize that at some point in time, you give out the advice that you want to hear, and then you sit down and you start thinking about it. So I don't know, maybe I got to do some stuff where I'm not being honest with that individual, and then, yeah, they call me out, and then I could be like, well, excuse me. You know, it's all like, yeah, I'm like, bro, follow your own advice. You know, that's all I'm asking for, you know. So it's just, yeah, it's just something where I'm like, yeah, I just kind of find it disappointing where it's like, it's not really that hard. You know, I feel like lying to the individual is a lot more hurtful than, because I can say for myself where I'm like, I've been in situations where people wasn't really all that honest with me. You know, and it's something where I'm like, I can think of some situations. I really don't want to get too deep in detail. It's stuff that I've talked on before on this podcast episode. But yeah, I can think of times where people wasn't really all that honest with me. And no, it put me in a situation where I was hurt, you know, and I still feel like to this day, you know, there's probably a lot of people that's not honest with me. And, you know, it's one of those things where I'm all like, hey, look. There's nothing, I'm going to just say this, you know, I think afterwards I'm just going to go ahead because I feel like I'm kind of getting too deep in my mind with this podcast episode, but I'm going to just let you guys know right now, there's nothing wrong with being honest with me. You know, whatever the situation is, whether it's content creating, whether it's my personal life, whether it's just me as a person, there is no, like, there should be no reason to not be honest with me. The thing is this, I'm at a point in time in my life where I've been hurt so much and I've been hurt for so long, and I done had some of the most depressing days of my life, to where there is absolutely nothing in this world that can be said to me to where it's like, oh, I'm gonna be even more hurt than where I'm already at. Fam, I have to say that, like, I am pretty much buried in depression, and I might have like my little moments. I get like that glimpse of sunshine, that like little breaths of air and stuff. But I feel like for the most part, I am buried in depression, you know, and I really don't know. And the thing is that finding like love or being at peace or, you know, it's like all that is going to help. But I'm like, I still, and that's like the part that like, that's really just trippy. And that's really just, you know, that also sits in my head is like, and it's something that I've imagined for years, bruh. I had to say ever since I started feeling what depression was, but there's like something that always sits in the back of my mind. And I'm even thinking about it now where it's like, I feel like it's kind of changed, but at the same time, it's still the same scenario where I'm successful. I done made it, you know, like I got this nice fancy house. And I remember like the original imagination was that I was just staring like out this like balcony. Like I'm sitting on this, I'm kind of just leaning on the edge of this balcony and I'm kind of just looking, and I don't really like see what I'm looking at, but I just know that I'm looking. But that's something that I'm like, it's weird. It's kind of like some like Inception type stuff where I can see myself and see that I'm not well. Like I'm not like, I'm just like how moments where I'm like just here right now where I could be like downstairs having dinner and I'm just kind of sitting down there by myself and I'm all like, man, this is lonely, you know. And that's like the one thing that I can see for myself. Like I feel like I look at myself in the mirror enough to know when I'm feeling a certain way. Like I feel like I, like, you know, you'd spend almost 28 years in your body, you start to pay attention to some stuff, you know. So, but yeah, that was just something that I always imagined. And now it's kind of like something where I'm okay with it now. You know, it's like, I'm okay with being alone. I'm okay with, just overall being like, you just, you know, down and out. And it's like something where I'm like, I don't want that life. You know, it's like, and it's just weird where it's like, I want to be involved in other people's lives, but it's like, I even just finding myself in a situation where it's like, I can tell that a person wants me involved in their life and I feel like I'm pushing them away. Like I've done this before to this same person and I'm like, and the funny thing is, I'm sitting here doing this whole episode about being honest and not playing games with people, and I feel like I'm doing the same exact thing to this person. So it's like, it's some weird stuff that, like, I swear that is how life goes, and it's something that's just super weird. And yeah, I think probably at some point in time, I gotta just tell this person, I'm like, I don't know what the situation is on why I push people away, but it's like, it's super weird, bro. Like, I don't know, it's just maybe just years of feeling like that I'm not, because I'm like, bro, I can think back when I was a kid, and that's like, you know, being like that new kid in school where it's just, you try to be involved with people, but it's like, they don't want nothing to do with you. And then it's like, you've been sitting down thinking about it for like, you think of that, like with friends, family, freaking everybody. And you're kind of like, what's wrong with me? You know? So yeah, it's just some weird stuff, man. Hopefully just, yeah, more people can just overall be honest. I know I need to step up with being honest, but yeah, overall, it's just something where I'm like, people, look, be honest, stop playing games with people. It's okay, you know, it's like to be honest and things and to not play games with people. But yeah, it's just one of those things where I'm all like, you know, it's just, there's a, I feel like there's more to talk on, but it's just like, there's just some stuff that's missing, but I'm going to go ahead and call it with this episode. So anyways, thank you guys. Stay tuned for the next episode and peace.